Will you take a moment and celebrate life with me? Last year, Preborn helped to rescue over 67,000 babies from abortion. Hi, this is Ed Vitagliano, and I want to thank you for your partnership. Think about what you did. 67,000 babies are taking their first breath now because of you. Your $28 sponsored one ultrasound that was given to a woman as she was deciding about the future of her child. Once she saw her precious baby for the first time and heard their sweet heartbeat, her baby's chance at life doubled. But Preborn's mission is not only to rescue babies' lives, but also to lead women to Christ. Last year, Preborn Network clinics saw 8,900 women receive salvation. Your help is crucial to continue their life-saving work. Your caring, tax-deductible donation saves lives, so please be generous. To donate, go to preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. Or dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Your love can save a life.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Ahoy, and good morning, esteemed professors.
They can't take boats or something? Or
No, I guess they could, but...
Then they wouldn't be in a trivia question, though.
Yeah, that's true. That was Yosemite Sam.
I think you got the wrong play, Ed.
Well, welcome, everybody, to Trivia Friday. It is Friday, May 9th. We're already cruising through May. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman temporarily. Tim will be back in studio at 10:30. He has got something to do with his grandkids that he couldn't miss. End of the year thing. I think it's an awards thing. And so I have his questions. That's how we're going to work this. J.J. Jasper is in studio with me. So I guess I'll read Tim's questions and mine.
Oh, that's good.
And then when he gets back in, he'll take over on his.
So. Now, if you're filling in for Tim, who's filling in for you?
I'm just hanging out. I got a split personality.
Yes.
This more, well, most days, but today it's even more marked.
Yeah. Hey, this first grade school teacher, the lesson for a couple of days, science, they'd been talking about magnets and had demonstrations, a lot of fun for the kids. So the school teacher wanted to review, and she said, "My name starts with an M, and I pick up things. Who am I?" "Go ahead, you can just shout it out." And over half the class shouted out, "Mom." "I'm sorry, Mom, that you've been reduced to, Mom, how come my shirt's not ironed? Did you wash my pants? Mom, can you take me here? Mom, can you help me find this? Mom. Whoo! I know you think, I want to change my name. All I ever hear is Mom. But, Moms, we love and appreciate you. Sorry Amen. We don't always show it. Now, your mom, Stella.
Yes.
My mom, Martha, and they're in heaven. And that adage about treat your mom well, call them, send them cards, take them flowers, because that old adage about when they're gone, you would give anything to have one more conversation with your mom.
Absolutely. So I miss my mom.
Yeah, thank you for what you do and all the children out there. Please treat your mom extra special this weekend, Sunday on Mother's Day.
Okay, now that's an interesting thing you're talking about picking up, because that is true, and that's probably the bane of mom's existence. You get kids. Now, when I was in high school, my mom, who is Greek, she was born in Greece. Her family moved over to this country after World War II. Over there, the boys in Greece are treated pretty special. Okay. My mom made a rule that my two sisters, who were younger than I was, had to clean up my room for me.
No.
Yes, I'm serious. No. Yeah. And of course, my sisters complained, and she said,
well,
no.
Well, sure they did.
Yeah. My mom said, no, boys are, you know, treated special, and he has to work outside with your father. And so you got to clean up his room and take care. And of course, fallen nature, none of us were Christians, but, you know, if you're a sinner, you really sin when you don't know the Lord. I took complete advantage of my sisters. They would be in the hallway or something, and I'd say, hey, watch this. and I would drop a shirt or something on the
no,
floor.
You
yes,
would
I did.
Not.
And so finally, my sisters convinced my mom to go back to being the one to pick up after her son. So.
Let's institute some American rules here.
Yes,
around
absolutely.
Our home. Well, all right. Again, we just want to say, you moms, selfless, caring, how you nurture and train and teach. And I tell you what, we need to show moms more love and respect. There's a reason the Bible says honor your parents.
Yes. And, of course, next month is Father's Day. And wait till we tell you what we think of you, you bunch of bums. But moms, we really love you. So,
well, I'm going to have a lot of Mother's Day questions. And out of these original nine, Ed has Tim's three questions and then his three. I have my three. Out of these original nine questions, one of these is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, hence the mystery. But if you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you're going to win a nice AFR cap. So it's going to be a lot of fun today. We want you to call, ask, or answer, or do both. And we're going to have fun playing trivia at Murray University.
Here's the number. By the way, it is not first-time callers. So if you have not been on the air with us in the last 2 months, you can call in and get on the program with us. And here is the number to call, 888-589-8840. That number again to call. If you have not been on the air with us in the last 2 months, 888-589-8840. And we do ask that you be 11 years old or older. Lines are already lighting up. So Tim will be back in at 10:30. I will go ahead and do his questions.
10:30 Central Time.
10:30 Central Time. And so we might as well get started doing questions. I'll do mine. We'll go to you, JJ, and then I'll read Tim's three questions when he's in at 10:30. As I said at the top of the program, he's got something to do with grandkids this morning, an award ceremony at school.
I think they're all getting scholarships. So that's exciting when your grade school children, they already, you know, start having scouts and getting scholarships. So
oh, yeah.
That's going to be good.
Athletic.
We'll have to ask him about that.
Yeah. All right, folks, here are my three questions. Mutt and Jeff was a famous comic strip that ran in newspapers for 76 years. What were Mutt and Jeff's multiple choice? What were Mutt and Jeff? Were they two men, two rabbits, two dogs, or two ducks? What were Mutt and Jeff? Two men, two rabbits, two dogs, or two ducks? Famous comic strip. Second question, what scientist from the 1800s is responsible for the modern germ theory of disease? What scientist from the 1800s is responsible for the modern germ theory of disease? My final question, a true-false. In 1926, Bobby Leach went over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survived, but later slipped on an orange peel and died. You think you're having a bad day. Is that true or false? Bobby Leach went over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survived, but later slipped on an orange peel and died. Is that true or false?
I have mostly mom questions with Mother's Day this Sunday. Here's my first question. Who was the mother of Moses? Who was the mother of Moses? Second question, what's the most popular flower for Mother's Day? What's the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Third question, true or false? The oldest mother on record is named Omkari Panwas from India. She gave birth to twins at the age of 70 in 2008. Is that true or false?
Wow.
And my mind is jockeying because I got about 10 one-liners all competing, but I'm biting my tongue. Here again, the true or false question. The oldest mother on record, named Omkari Panwas from India. She gave birth to twins at the age of 70. That makes my varicose veins hurt just thinking about it.
That would
70 in 2008, true
that,
or false?
That would be, whether it's true or false, that would be horrifying.
What about when she told her husband?
Yes.
What was that conversation like?
I would say I got some good news and some bad news, but I just got bad news.
No, I've just got some news.
Yeah. Have news. All right. We have our questions done. Oh, no, here, I got to read Tim's three questions. Again, he'll be back in at 10:30. So here we go. Name five bodies of water mentioned in the Bible. Now, they can be rivers or lakes or seas, what have you. Name five bodies of water mentioned in the Bible. Question number two for Tim. What are the two largest private employers, in the U.S.? What are the two largest private employers in the U.S.? And the Trump administration doing the best it can to certainly send a lot of government workers into the private sector. Two largest private employers in the U.S. Third question, he said he had done this in the last several years, but he likes it, so he's going to give you another shot at it. To our students in Learning University, what is the most visited national park in the U.S. annually? What is the most visited, most frequently visited national park in the U.S. annually? All right, so we've got our nine questions, and we will go to North Carolina. And who's this guy, Todd? Todd is back with us on the show. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to you. And sometimes I wonder who I am myself.
Todd, you're a blessing, buddy. Amen. We've enjoyed having you on the show over these years. Thank you so much for your love and your prayers and your support.
Bible knowledge,
AFA
too.
And AFR. Yes, on nearly a scholar. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Todd?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to take Tim's question about the five bodies of water in the Bible.
All right. What name? The five bodies, name five bodies of water mentioned in the Bible. There's more than just five, but all he's asking for are five. What have you got?
Okay. There's the Tigris, Euphrates, Gihon, the River Jordan, and the Red Sea.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, you got,
yes, excellent.
Done. You sound like you could have kept going. Todd, give us a couple more for extra points.
Oh, my word. That's the five I can think of right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah,
in fact,
that's great.
He didn't have Tigris, Euphrates, or Gihon. He had the Nile, the Mara River, Dead Sea, Sea of Galilee, Mediterranean Sea, referred to as the Great Sea in the Bible. So excellent.
Nice
excellent
way
job
to start us out, Todd.
Way to go.
What's your question for us?
Well, excuse me. My question is, I have like two questions. It's a two-part question about Mount Sinai. My first question is, what is the other name in the Bible that it's known by? And then I'll ask the other question if you get through with that.
All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. It's just two of us till 10:30, but I think it's Mount Horeb, isn't it?
That sounds Horeb. Right.
How about Mount Horeb or Horeb?
That's correct. You got it.
All right. That's the pastor sitting yes. next to me. All right. What's the second part of your question?
And the second part is, where is Mount Sinai located?
Oh, I mean, there's some question about that, though, right? I mean, the exact location?
Mm-hmm. Some say Turkey. Some say Mount Araf. What, like, where the – is that where the
– where the Ark?
Ark.
Yeah. Yeah, are you talking about where Mount Sinai is?
Well, yes.
Okay. All right. I guess it's in would be in.
It's right there where the temple is, where the Dome of the Rock.
No, that's Mount Moriah.
Mount Moriah.
So it's the Sinai Peninsula is all I can say. Is that exact enough? The Sinai Peninsula?
Is it? Yeah. Is it modern day Turkey? I'm just.
It'll be closer to Egypt. It'll be on the Egypt side. How about the Sinai Peninsula?
No, that's incorrect. Actually, it's in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, really? Saudi Arabia. Okay.
It's known in Saudi Arabia. The Arabic name is Jabal El Laws, which means the mountain of the law, because they left Egypt. They crossed at the Gulf of Aqaba on the Red Sea. And a few days later is when they arrived at Mount Sinai.
Okay.
That's very interesting.
All right. Excellent.
Well, Todd, thank you. Have a great weekend, buddy. And thank you so much again for listening to AFR for all these years.
Amen. All right, let's go to Mississippi. And Terry is on the line. Terry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, well, Terry.
I like that enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's bubbly. Terry, are you a mom?
I am. Well, I have two grown children and a bunch of grandkids.
Well, I hope you enjoy getting spoiled this weekend. Amen. Moms deserve a mom week and a mom month, not just one day. But we hope you enjoy Mother's Day. Hey, Terry, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to do both.
All right, which one you feel comfortable or confident about?
I would like to tell you who Moses' mother is.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, here's the question. Who was the mother of Moses?
Her name is Jochebed.
Oh, hey!
Wow!
Your Mother's Day, your Mother's Day started early. You know what that sound means?
I do, and this is my third time on, and I'm thinking, I hope I get that cap.
You got it.
Well, you
won yourself a nice cap, Terry. How fun. Hey, and I just...
Praise the Lord.
You know, I don't want to turn this into a devotion or a sermon, but you think about, you know, we're killing all the babies. Her life was in danger. They didn't play. If they just were having a bad hair day, they'd lop somebody's head off. I don't want to be so graphic, but she risked her life. She put her baby in that basket divinely. And I just heard this. I just found out this week. We had a Bible scholar who's fluent in three different languages, Greek, Hebrew, and Arabic. And I said something about Moses being a basket case. He said, did you know that word basket, that word in the Bible is an ark. They're the exact same word.
Oh, yeah, it is the ark.
It's the ark. So she put Moses in that ark, that place of safety, that place of salvation, and just like the first ark.
The place of safety.
That basket is called, that original language is ark, and I thought that was wonderful.
Protected from the waters.
Yes, but look how the Lord.
I love that.
Look at the nurture and care of a mother and how God used Moses.
It makes me wonder, how long would it have taken Noah to build that ark out of straw? Like a basket weaver.
There's your blog. Right. Hey, Terry, thank you again for being a mom. Congratulations. We want you to stay on the line.
Thank you.
So we can get your address to send the cap. But do you have a question for us?
Okay, yes. And third time's the charm. I've never been able to stump you guys. I think today I might do it.
All right.
And I'm sorry, my Daisy is squeaking her toy in the background.
No, that's all right.
Well, you named your husband Daisy?
Well, he's at work.
Okay.
He's at work. Daisy
right.
and I play.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So this is an Andy Griffith question.
Oh, no. We need, Ed. I was going to say we need Brother Bert.
Well, I get stumped on these sometimes.
I know, Bert.
We're ready.
Okay. Now, this is in season 5, so it's not real early on, but Barney and Sheriff Taylor are sitting in the courthouse, all relaxed, and they're listening to a radio program, kind of like this. And all of a sudden, there's a news flash, and the announcer says that a prisoner has escaped from the state prison, and it's heading to Mayberry. So Barney, of course, he's got his dog Blue. He's ready to go. He's going to find the prisoner. And Andy wants to stay because he's listening to his radio show. Who is the person's name on the radio show?
Oh.
What is the person's name?
This is tip of my tongue.
Is this going to go back to the Shadow Knows, or is this this is before Jack Benny?
No, and the voice of this guy is the guy who plays Ernest T. It's the same voice.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's the same actor. Mm-hmm. And it's, it's right on the tip of my tongue. This is going to kill me. I can't recall it. Oh, whoa.
Are you ready?
Wait, don't tell him yet. Imagine you've walked in the kitchen and you're wondering what you came in there for. And
yes.
Come on, brain. Fire those syntaps or synapse.
Oh, I can't. It's so close.
Right on the tip of his tongue.
This must be your day,
says,
Terry.
Terry, what is it?
Andy says, I'm listening to blank. And then Barney says, Leonard Blush.
I was trying. I had the word blue in my mind. It's Leonard Blush. Yeah, yes. because Barney gets all upset. Leonard Blush, and Leonard Blush is on there a couple of times during the series. It's the same voice though of the actor who plays Ernest T.
That is great.
I am so excited. I won me a cat and stumped you guys.
You did.
Wonderful.
It is great, your day.
Woo-hoo! Great way to head into Mother's Day weekend. Terry, again, stay on the line so they can get your address. And, boy, that was fun. And she just had a fun personality. You could
absolutely
tell.
Absolutely.
Our listeners are the best.
Put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information. And we will get that cap out to you. You won't get it by Mother's Day. Hopefully you get it sometime next week. All right, we will try one more call before the break, and we go to Oklahoma, and Dieta, I think that's the way you pronounce it, is on the line.
It is.
All right, Dieta, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Where do you live in Oklahoma?
I live in the southwestern part between Lawton and Elkis.
Okay, all right. Well, we're glad you have been listening, glad you tried to get on, and you did get on. So, Dieta, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I think I want to answer the one with the flowers for Mother's Day.
Yes, ma'am. Dieta, here's the question. What's the most popular flower for Mother's Day?
I think it's a rose.
You know what? It's not, but roses, you know, moms get a lot of roses, but that's not the most popular one.
All right.
Good try.
Okay.
And I'll give you a little hint. The person who founded Mother's Day, which that's going to be my question. That's going to be one of my questions. The founder, the school teacher.
Yeah.
This was the flowers that she gave in honor of her mom, and it just caught on, and everybody did that to follow suit.
Okay, I know it, Neil.
You know what?
I had two choices.
I'll give you another chance. Yes, ma'am.
Was it Carnation?
Carnation. Yes.
Okay.
Well, the lady that tried so hard, the school teacher, to get a special day for moms, there wasn't Mother's Day, so she tried to do this in honor of her mother. And then when they finally said, okay, we're going to make this a holiday, we're going to acknowledge this, but then she gave carnations in honor of her mother, and her mother had passed. So now it's the number one flower for Mother's Day, but it's also... My wife was reminding me last night that it's the flower a lot of people use at funerals.
Oh, you know, okay.
Because she was honoring her late mother.
Okay.
So, yeah, hey, nicely done. Carnation is the number one flower, the most popular flower for Mother's Day.
And by the way, that should be great encouragement for people. One person got Mother's Day to be a national.
Yes.
A kind of a national celebration. So you got a great idea. Don't give up on getting that more widely recognized.
You know, I want to add to that, piggyback on that. She worked for 3 years to make this happen. You think this would be a no-brainer?
Right.
Any lawmaker, any mayor, any congressman would go, oh, you mean mothers, how special they are? Sure, let's do this. She lobbied for 3 years, and they finally said, okay, we're gonna put this on the calendar.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and that's going to be my question when we reset our questions. Hey, what's your question for us, Dieta?
This is a sports question. There are six college softball teams that have won the most national championships. Can you tell me three of them?
That is a great sports question. Where's
sure
Tim
is.
When we need
Tim, he would probably jump on
you
this.
You know, he's probably driving this way, and he has no problem texting and driving. Tim, text us. No, I'm joking about that. In softball, that's not exactly your wheelhouse, but you're a big sports fan.
Yeah, I'm just going to
throw
just gonna,
three out
I'm
there.
I'm just going to guess. I'm going to say, and don't say no. If just wait till I tell all three. I'm going to say UCLA, Oklahoma, and USC.
You got two of them.
Oh, I know Oklahoma's going to be one.
Okay.
UCLA has 12, Arizona 8, Oklahoma 8, Florida, Arizona State, A&M, Texas A&M have 2 apiece.
Okay.
That's
great.
That
is a great, great
question.
Yeah,
great question. Hey, Deetta, are you a mom?
I am.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right, folks, we are going to take a short break. Tim Wildman is scheduled to slide right back in to the captain's chair here after our break. Hopefully he is has been able to get away from the school activities. So short break. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We certainly hope you will join us in a few minutes.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Years ago, I wrote an article to my mother. She was still alive then. I'd like to share it with you. It's simply called Thanks, Mama. Thanks, Mama. That's about the best way I know to say it. For all the things you gave me and did for me in my formative years. I'm a grown man now, and I can look back at my life at home with more objectivity than when I was growing up. Thanks, Mama, for taking me to church. I can remember when we lived quite a long way from church, but come Sunday, we went. I can remember that my clothes weren't quite as fine as the other kids' clothes, but that didn't stop me from learning about the love of God. And there was that stage I went through when I rebelled against attending church. I remember the day I went to Sunday school and then skipped the worship service. I remember getting home and the lecture you gave me. I went the next time. I may not have wanted to, but I did. And I'm richer because of it, because you cared enough to discipline me. Thanks also for standing beside me during trying times. I recall the time in high school when the principal and I had a misunderstanding. I thought I was doing what was right and was standing on a principle, and you stood beside me. If there was ever a doubt in your mind as to whether or not I was doing what was right, it never showed. I believed you believed in me, and I needed, desperately needed, that belief at that time. Thanks, too, Mama, for working so that I could have an education. I still remember that night I came home from my first few days in college and said I was quitting. You talked me into finishing that semester and several more. And during those days, little did I realize the sacrifice you were making. I look back now and realize that we were poor folks, and it took all the money you and Daddy could make to give us children a chance at an education. It never entered into my mind at that time that we weren't as well off as other people. I guess I just took it for granted that we were. I knew you hardly ever bought a new dress or went to the hairdresser, but at that point in time, I didn't know women were supposed to do things like that. Thanks also, Mama, for instilling high morals in me. I recall the day I caught my shirt in the screen door and let out a little, what many would consider today, insignificant four-letter word. I was really shocked to see you standing there. And the silent disappointment that was on your face spoke more than harsh words of condemnation could have ever said. Looking back now, I can see that we didn't have much of the world's goods. We weren't accepted by many folks because we were kind of poor. But I learned what honesty was and fairness and love. And I want you to know that I wouldn't trade what you gave me for all the riches of those folks who thought we weren't good enough to associate with them. I guess we may be good enough now, but if we are, it's because our love reaches just a little farther than theirs. In closing, let me add there are many things I could say thanks for, but allow me to sum them all up by simply saying thanks for your love. It was that made you the type mother you are. Thanks, Mama.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Be silent before me so that I may speak. Then let come upon me what may. Why should I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hands? Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Job 13, 13 through 15.
American Family Radio.
That is Hogan's Heroes, the theme. And speaking of heroes, here comes Tim Wilman into the studio.
That's where you did that.
Yeah, a little bit of sliding right in.
Came around third, slid right across home plate, safe.
So, sorry, I'm late. I had two of my...
You had grandkids, man.
Yeah, two of my 37 grandchildren. However how many I got, I don't know.
Well, we heard they were getting... I told our listeners they were probably getting scholarships and awards.
It's kindergarten.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're scholarships. They show
first
up
first grade.
I got to tell you something real funny.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what's going to happen at these, right?
Right.
So, kindergarten graduation, and two of the children came up with what you want to be when you grow up.
Right.
Never heard this before.
Here we go. Okay.
Now, I've been to a thousand of these, okay? And this first child that I heard, never heard before, wanted to be a taxi driver. Okay. When I grow up, I want to be, I mean, everybody's looking at each other going, did it? Wait, taxi driver?
Taxi.
Okay.
I've never heard
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with that, but yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what you aspire to. Then I thought, well, that's the rest of them were pretty much, you know, standard teacher, policeman, fireman,
right?
IT tech, and this, things you'd expect.
It's like the fourth from the end goes. When she grows up, she wants to be a paleontologist. I took that my wife Allison. I said she did not think of that.
Think
on
of that
her,
or on her own.
Her parents said no. You know, you got to aspire to more than being a teacher or whatever. You want to be a something higher.
Yes.
Paleontologist.
We'll give you a couple ideas.
Yeah. All right. Oh, anyway. All right. I'm ready to go.
All right. And so we are going to reset our questions.
Okay.
And so, folks, you're listening to Trivia Friday. The number to call is 888-589-8840. And we do ask that if you've been on the air with us in the last 2 months, you wait another week, let other folks have a shot, and you have to be 11 years old or older to be on the program. Here are my three questions. Mutt and Jeff was a famous comic strip that ran in newspapers for 76 years. What were Mutt and Jeff? It's a multiple choice. Were they two men, two rabbits, two dogs, or two ducks as the characters of the comic strip? Second question, what scientist from the 1800s is responsible for the modern germ theory of disease? By the way, if you were listening to today's issues early in the week, we talked about this. And then third question, in 1926, Bobby Leach went over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survived, but later slipped on an orange peel and died. Is that true or false? Those are my three questions.
Hope that's not true.
Dark irony.
You only thought you were
what a way to
lucky
go.
Guy.
Huh? Here's what I've got. Start off with true or false. All my questions are Mother's Day related. True or false, the oldest mother on record is named Omkari Panwas from India. She gave birth to twins at the age of 70 in 2008. Is that true or false? She's missing the pacifier, reaches down, says, oh, there it is. And then it's her hearing aid. It's not the pacifier. I told Ed, Tim, that I've got about a dozen one-liners jockeying, but I'm trying to bite my tongue. Second question, I'm going to add one. Name the school teacher who founded Mother's Day. Name the school teacher who founded Mother's Day. Third question, who was Samuel the prophet's mom? Old Testament question, who was Samuel the prophet's mother?
Has that one been answered?
That one's been answered, okay. Yes.
All right, so here are my questions.
By the way, it was Todd from North Carolina.
You got that one
he
right?
He zinged yours right off, almost right off. Well, it was right off the bat.
Named five bodies of water mentioned in the Bible. Right. He got it.
And then he asked us the number of the tassels on the Aaron's robe around
detailed,
the ham on the bottom.
Detail driven.
All right, my two questions. What are the two largest private employers in the United States? The two largest, not the federal government, not the state government, the two largest private employers in the U.S. And number two, I did this about 3 or 4 years ago, but I'll post it now again. What is by far the most visited national park in the United States each year? By far the most visited national park in the U.S. each year. What is it? Where is it?
Good questions.
All right, we go to Virginia, and Benjamin is on the line. If it says here on my computer screen, Benjamin is 11 years old, just under the wire. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Benjamin, where do you live in Virginia?
Wharton, Fauquier County.
Okay. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will do both, please.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
Can we do the Mutt and Jeff one?
You sure can.
Mutt
and Jeff. Here's the question, Benjamin. Mutt and Jeff was a famous comic strip that ran in newspapers for 76 years. When I was looking this up, I had no idea it was in newspapers for so long. What were Mutt and Jeff? Were they two men, two rabbits, two dogs, or two ducks? What say you, Benjamin?
I'm going to say two men.
They were two men. One was
nicely
tall
done.
And one was short. And so Mutt and Jeff, I don't know if it still is, but used to be kind of what you would just call two people. If, you know, they were friends and one was tall and one was short, you'd say there's mm-hmm. Mutt and Jeff right over there. So how did you know that, Benjamin? It hasn't been in the newspaper since the 80s, I think.
He didn't know what a newspaper is.
I looked it up.
Good.
You looked it up.
Hey,
good
research is good.
That's right.
It sounds like you got a lifeline. Is that your dad close by?
Yeah, he's right here.
All right. Well, thank you. What's your question for us?
What is the last word in the Bible?
Amen.
Oh, man.
I wanted to stop us, huh?
Yeah, you sound like the Democrats rooting for Trump to fail.
Well, that is an
Amen.
Excellent question, but
yes, it is.
JJ is kind of a Bible scholar, so
the Bible ends with the word Amen. That's
it does.
In the book of Revelation.
Yeah. Yeah. So
even so, come Lord Jesus. Where is
Maranatha?
That?
Maranatha. That's
but that's what it means. Maranatha.
Come Lord Jesus. Yeah. Yes. All right, Benjamin.
That's Benjamin.
You're the man.
It was an excellent question.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend. Treat Mom extra special on Sunday.
Amen.
All right. Mutt and Jeff. So Mutt and Jeff, they were retired from the comic strips when?
I think in 83, when I was looking it up. But it started in the early part of the century. So
you talk about how things stick in the lexicon. You know, somebody's trying to be a wise guy and this, a couple of people trying to make you laugh and go, you're just a regular Laurel and Hardy.
Yes.
You know, and that's from yesteryear. And my whole life, somebody just like, instead of saying, that's a Motley Crue, a couple of guys just doing whatever, y'all are regular Mutt and Jeff.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that for about 20 years, but years ago, you heard that a lot.
And Laurel and Hardy is one of those that a lot of young people have no idea who they are.
Simon and Garfunkel. There's just so many,
you're a regular Simon and Garfunkel.
You're a regular Simon and Garfunkel. All right.
I think that was an encyclopedia, wasn't it? What if you got the World Book or the Simon and Garfunkel?
Oh, yeah. Because there was a series of those
encyclopedias. Funk and Wagnall.
Funk and Wagnall.
Yeah.
Because that was, if you remember, the Dean Martin. No, it was not Dean Martin. It was.
So far down this trail.
Rowan and Martin.
It was Rowan and Martin.
Where did that rabbit get off to? We're so far down this trail.
Well, you're a regular Rowan and Martin.
We're going to be a hoot. We're going to be a hoot 20 years in the nursing home, aren't we? Hey, come listen to these guys.
Huh? All right, we go to Texas. I already introduced Arnold. Arnold, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, man.
Thanks, guy. It's great. I've called in several times. I'm JJ met my friend Bobby a few down around Bonham.
Yes, sir. I met him when I was speaking at a pregnancy resource center in Texas, and what a great guy.
Yeah.
Hey, well, tell him I said hello. Arnold, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both, and I'm going to take Tim's question of the national park.
Okay, Arnold, the question is, what is the most visited national park in the U.S. each year, by far?
Well, you would have thought it'd be the Grand Canyon, but it's the Great Smoky Mountain National Park.
That's right.
See, I don't think that would be in a national park. I was thinking it's going to be Yellowstone.
Yeah, the what do you know about Arnold? Go ahead and tell us how you know the answer and everything.
Well, it's because it's on the close to the East Coast, and all the people along the East Coast go to it. It's the closest one on the East Coast. So.
Pigeon Forge, Cades Cove. That's a beautiful area
Gatlinburg. Yeah, the great. It's the so the Great Smoky Mountain National Park is in obviously East Tennessee, and then that's part of the Appalachian mountain range. But they have 13 million people
every year
annually.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And as Arnold just said, too, west of the Mississippi, it's going to be the Grand Canyon National Park. But do you know what the third most visited national park is in the country? If you know the answer to that, I'll give you an AFR ball cap, Arnold.
Well, it'd be a total guess, but I'd have to say Yellowstone. It's either Yellowstone or Yosemite. I'm not sure which one it'd be.
Well,
but it's one of the
other. Can I guess? Mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Actually, Yellowstone is number four. This was for one year in 2023. But it's very close to that. And number three, just ahead of Yellowstone, is Zion National Park.
I'm hearing a lot about this in Utah.
Utah.
I'm seeing pictures and hearing some wonderful things about Zion.
Go ahead.
That part of Utah is gorgeous. I've been to Moab. Moab is I didn't get enough time there, but Moab is just spectacular. It's God's creation. It's God's magic at work. It's unbelievable.
Arnold, I've been researching that. I typed in most scenic places to visit in Utah because we're going to head out west here sometime in the next year, Allison and I. And Zion National Park came up, and Moab and the arches.
Yes. I'm with you, Tim. I've seen that pop up, and you got these canyons of brilliant orange and yellow, and you can walk through them and like ankle deep. Clear water, and it's like amazing. They say it's just the best kept secret that there is.
Mm-hmm. Well, people are apparently finding out about it. It's number three.
Arnold, what's your question for us?
Okay, I got one of two. I'll give you a choice. I got a space station question, or I got a Gilligan's Island question.
We'd probably be safer with that Gilligan's Island question.
Okay, we go with the Gilligan's Island question. The question is, how did the USS Minnow get its name, or the Minnow? How did it get its name?
The USS Minnow? Yes.
Yeah.
The USS Minnow.
The county fair.
Is it going to be because it was so small and it wasn't like a...
No, it has nothing to do with the size. It has nothing to do with the size, I'll tell you that.
Huh.
I was going to guess it has something to do with kind of jumping off the name of an aircraft carrier. But he said it had nothing I thought you said it had nothing to do with the size of it. Anyway.
We don't know.
Yeah, I think
you
got us.
Tell us.
Well, cool. I stumped you guys. That's cool.
Well, yep. Did it have something to do with Jonas Gumby or whatever his name was? Grumby?
Jonas Gumby, the captain, no. It didn't. And it didn't have anything to do with Gilligan. Backstory on that, Gilligan's Island is my favorite show of growing up, but Gilligan saved the skipper's life in World War II, and that's how they became buddies. He saved him from getting run over by a depth charge, but that's what the backstory on that whole thing is. But the USS
Minnow. How does that have anything to do with the Minna? Oh, okay.
He had told us it.
Yeah. The Minnow is named after the FCC commissioner because the producer of the show and him did not get along. So as a dig, he named it, the guy's name was Newton Minow. So he named it after the FCC director.
That's funny. First
you
of all,
you know, those Leonard Skinner boys would appreciate that story.
Man, I had no idea Minow was a last name for anybody.
You just think it fits perfect because it's a boat and you're on the water. That's a great story. Hey, tell my trucker friend hello and have a great weekend.
That was an excellent question.
Yeah, that's good trivia.
All right, let's go to North Carolina, and Robin is on the line. Robin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Robin, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, welcome to Trivia Friday. Where do you live in North Carolina?
In Hickory.
Okay.
About an hour away from Charlotte.
Okay. Right. Hey, are you a mom?
I sure am.
I hope you enjoy your special day this weekend. Thank you for your love and sacrifice for those kiddos.
Thank you.
Well, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Robin?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Who started Mother's Day or pushed for Mother's Day?
Here's the question. Name the school teacher who founded Mother's Day.
Anna Jarvis.
Nicely done.
All right.
Here's a little backstory, if I may. Mother's Day was founded by school teacher Anna Jarvis in honor of her mother, Anna Marie's Jarvis. She thought mothers should be honored with a special day. So after she died in 1905, her daughter Anna worked to fulfill her mom's dream, and she made speeches, wrote thousands of letters. It took 3 years of her trying to lobby to make this happen. The first Mother's Day sermon was preached on May the 10th, 1908, in Grafton, West Virginia. And in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson made the second Sunday in May Mother's Day.
Well, let me just say, in terms of sermons, I just know this from experience. If you ever preach one Mother's Day sermon at a church, you can't ever not preach another one, because then it looks like you don't care about mothers anymore. So the whole time I was pastoring, always preached a Mother's Day message.
Yeah.
Because you can't very well say, well, they were important last year, but they're not important this year. So
that's interesting. Hey, yep. You have a question for us. Nicely done on this answering the question.
I do, and can I tell you just briefly about my mom?
Yes, ma'am, please.
I had 9 brothers and sisters, so my mom had 10 kids, and she was handicapped. She never drove a car because she couldn't drive. Her legs didn't work right, but she worked herself all the time, and she lived to be almost 98, and she was just a great woman.
Wow.
My question that's for you.
What a tribute. What a testimony.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Amen.
My question for you is, what's the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise on its axis?
Clockwise. I want to say Jupiter, but I may be wrong. What do you guys think?
I've heard this before, and I just don't remember.
Or Saturn. It's one of maybe it's Saturn or Jupiter.
Well, why don't we just?
No, it's Venus. It's Venus.
Oh, I hadn't had a chance to answer yet.
I'm sorry.
I'm going with Venus. No, I wouldn't have guessed.
No, we didn't know, obviously.
So Venus rotates, what did you say? Venus rotates what?
Clockwise.
Okay.
Instead of counterclockwise.
All the other planets rotate counterclockwise. Okay.
I
know the Earth does. Yeah. You're staring at it from the top.
So, kind of the black sheep of the solar system right
That's
there.
That's right. Venus. Somebody's always got to be different.
Yeah.
The rebel.
Right.
Thank you. Have a great Mother's Day. Amen. What a nice tribute about her mom.
Yeah, 10 kids. Wow.
Right.
Huh? That's incredible.
I mentioned this morning on a radio program, my mom, Martha, she had a disability, and she was crippled in her hands and in her legs. She had great difficulty walking. Never heard her complain. 4 kids, worked 40 hours, cook, clean, I mean, just kind and loving, and you guys both have met my mom, and she's in heaven, but yeah, you just look back and think, how was she able to do all that, and just never complained.
That was a tough generation. They call them the greatest generation, and they went through a lot and overcame a lot, and it contributed to their character. So
right.
Amen.
All right. Should we reset our questions?
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to add one since my Mutt and Jeff question got answered. So here's what I have left over. What scientist from the 1800s is responsible for the modern germ theory of disease? Second question, in 1926, Bobby Leach went over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survived, but later slipped on an orange peel and died. Hmm. Is that true or false? And then the third question, we had some talk about different programs. Well, I just about gave that away, so I'll have to swap up questions. And this is something we talked about on today's issues this week, so if you were listening, you might know this. What four countries make up the political union known as the UK? What four countries make up the political union known as the UK?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? The oldest mother on record is named Amkari Panwas from India. She gave birth to twins at the age of 70 in 2008. Is that true or false? Second question, who was Samuel the prophet's mom? Old Testament question, Samuel the prophet, name his mother. And I'll add one. Third question, Rebecca had two sons. Again, an Old Testament question. Rebecca in the Bible had two sons. Name them.
All right. The question I have right now is this. What are the two largest private employers in the U.S.? The two largest companies that have the most employees in the U.S.?
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. We go to Arkansas, and Reese is on the line. Reese, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Reese. Welcome to the program. Where do you live in Arkansas?
I live in Harrison.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to Trivia Friday, and thank you for calling in. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both, please.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The Rebecca one.
Okay, here's the question. I just threw it out there. Rebecca had two sons. Name them.
Jacob and Esau.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Thank you for reading your Bible.
That's right.
And we encourage people to get in the Word and allow the Word to get in them. What's your question for us?
How many hearts does a worm have?
I think a worm has five hearts. But I'm just sort of...
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah,
okay.
That's correct.
So while the rest of us were dissecting frogs in science and biology class in 11th grade, you were doing
worms,
JJ, finding hearts.
My daughter, Tegan, all my kids are amazing. We went fishing a few days ago, and Tegan said, "Dad, you know how many hearts a worm has?" And then she just, with a lot of confidence, said, "A worm has five hearts." And I thought, seriously? She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, that's remarkable." Thankfully, I've remembered that for about 4 days now, because
yes.
It was one afternoon this week. But I'll give hats off to Tegan for she didn't realize she was going to help me during
trivia. So is there a worm? Is there like a worm cardiologist?
Not just that. If you are a worm and you're not compassionate or nice, they'll go, "Are you kidding me? I have some heart. You know, you're heartless." I mean, you know they've got to be friendly.
That's right.
Hey, good job. Thank you for
thank you for
answering it correctly and for giving us that good question. And we hope that you treat your mom extra special. What's your mom's first name?
Sherry.
Well, make sure and treat your mom special this weekend. Thank you for you and your family listening to AFR.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oops. All right. Let's see, we got a few minutes here. We might be able to squeeze another caller in before the break. We go to Kentucky. Jacob is on the line. Jacob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good morning, brother.
What part of Kentucky?
I'm I'm in Western Kentucky, Double J.
Yes, sir. What part?
Hickory, Kentucky.
Okay. How far are you from Paducah?
I'm about 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, I grew up in Owensboro. You ever been up there to get any of that mutton and burgoo?
No, I haven't.
You're missing out. Put that on your bucket list.
I will.
Hey, Jacob, we're coming up on the break. Can you hang on?
I heard that music.
Yeah, you heard the music. Can you hang on for 5 minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, folks, you're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper. Guess what, guys? We're making our students smarter, betterer, and awesomer. And when we return from the break, that's going to continue. So we hope you will tune in.